Welcome. This is the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Now, here's Jeff Morgan.
Well, good afternoon, everybody. It is a Friday afternoon. It is absolutely gorgeous down here in Eugene, and the Ducks are taking on the Colorado Buffaloes. Ducks ranked number 13 in the country for the second week in a row. And last week, what time did that kick off? I can't even remember what time that kicked off. I think it was another night game, but was it 5 o'clock?
5 o'clock.
Last Saturday, and Ducks took on Cal. And they really, really struggled. That was not an impressive win at all. Actually, Cal shut them out in the first half, and we're leading 7-0.
I know. And, you know, we were talking on the way down here is, I think, you know, when you take the psychological part of the game, and you saw when Cal came here, they came with everything they've got. You know, we look at when you're playing a team that's, you don't think is as good as yourself, you aren't going to play as best as you think you should be. And I think, Paul, when we look at that game last week, I think there was a little bit of that because, you know, our players aren't going out to play terribly. They're going out to play great. And when they have this feeling when they're going on, the psychological feeling that it's going to be, and every all the pipe in the media of what's going to be going on, that we are, that California's not going to get to 10 points and we're going to be way ahead of them, and all that going into the game, it's got to have an effect. And suddenly, you aren't most probably playing your best.
Scott Mills, by the way.
Joining
me again after taking a week off.
I did. And I'll give you a hard time about some of that stuff later.
Yes, you will.
But when Cal came, they just came with everything. And you saw that. But our defense was great all the way through. Our offense had a little bit of a struggle, but I think when we look at, when we break that game down, I think there was a lot of that. I've got to place it as a psychological part of the game.
Well, possibly, but I'll tell you, the turnovers in the first half really was an issue. Travis Dye was the first one to fumble, I believe, on the Cal 15-yard line, but it was fourth and one, and he was trying to stretch it out. It was either he was going to get the first down or he wasn't, and Cal was going to get the ball anyways. Got tackled, didn't go down, but just kind of tried to stretch out and then just lost the football. But the second one, Herbert throwing right over the middle, I believe, you know, penalties cost us on that one, too. That's a definite key. You got to play in your right mind, and I believe it was Johnny Johnson the third. Yeah, no, we're not talking about any keys yet.
This is
the last game. Yeah, okay, so I forgot to do Scott's keys to last game, and he's never going to let me live that one down.
Anyway,
go on. That was one of your keys. You know, obviously turnovers are a definite key. But, you know, and penalties for that matter. But just stupid penalties. For a guy getting called for taunting when you're going into score and it's 15 yards and you're pretty close to a first down right there, and now you're knocked back all the way to the 35-yard line. You know, Herbert's trying to – you know, throw one down there on second down over the middle. You know, the Cal defender undercut that thing and made a great play.
Yeah.
And, you know, I believe the intended receiver was red, but you know, that's just one of those things. You know, he thought he was open. He threw it down there and he got picked off. And that was that ended to a California touchdown, and they took the lead going into half 7-0.
And once that, you know, that happened, you know, the Cal got the first lead. We never do well when we drop behind first. It's always a struggle to get our confidence back. And then with the turnovers, with Dye, you know, basically fumbling two times in the game, it had a real effect on him. Sadly, you know, he got taken off for a while. He had to have that prep talk, get himself all psyched back up again. He got back on, luckily, and he started playing well, obviously, at the very end of the game, but that's got to have an effect.
Yeah, a couple of injuries last week, too. CJ Verdell went down with an ankle injury. I believe that was in the first quarter. And, you know, Habib Ilikio came in and actually played really, really well. Ran the ball, got a touchdown the third quarter. So that was good. And, you know, they looked halfway decent in the second half. But still, you know, just the offense is very methodical. The other injury was McCumbersome, I believe, is what
Cumberland.
Cumberland.
And sadly, I mean, well, he's a senior, so they're looking at the fact that could be his end of his career, which is sad.
Yeah, it's too bad. But then you got Kayvon Thibodeau, the number one draft pick from last year. He came in, had a couple of sacks and recovered a fumble. So, you know, this kid, he's definitely an up-and-comer. So this could be a chance for him to prove himself and to get in there and to really, throw out some accolades.
Yeah,
and do really well for the remainder of the season. So obviously, Ducks taking on Colorado today. Colorado lost last week at home to Arizona, which that seems a little ridiculous to me, considering the week before they go down to Tempe, Arizona, and they beat an Arizona State team that's actually, I believe, better than Arizona. Although Khalil Tate, I mean, shoot, he's a quarterback for Arizona, threw for over 400 yards. So what does that say about a Colorado defense tonight? My gosh.
But things, you know, exactly the thing we just talked about. Things can just change. A team that you think you can dominate, suddenly you don't dominate.
Well, speaking of that, I mean, then Washington goes down to Stanford last weekend and loses.
Yeah.
And the Ducks dominated Stanford.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't even make any sense. Stanford won 23-13. And really, what a great game plan. I mean, I watched the end of that game, and I'll tell you, Stanford rushed the Washington quarterback. He didn't know what to do. It's like,
yeah.
And he's not a running quarterback. I mean, you had Browning before. For Washington, and I'll tell you, if you don't have a running quarterback that can scramble, if you're a pocket passer, I don't think that Peterson, the coach for Washington, really knows how to, or hasn't figured out really what he needs to do with a pocket quarterback. Because again, all you got to do is rush the guy, and he just gets frazzled and makes mistakes. So there's the key to the game for defense next week.
But you know, the one thing I am excited about the Ducks this year. And we really haven't had it for a while. It's that defense.
Our defense
you know,
is good.
I mean, last week, just watched. I mean, they just, although Cal was Cal, and they pushed forward. But if we had had our defense that we've had in the prior, we would have lost that game.
I'll tell you what, the quarterback for Cal, the backup at Modster, who was at UCLA until he transferred, obviously, to Cal, he played a great game.
Yeah.
I think he played one of the best games of his career, to be honest
yes.
with you. I mean, he threw some amazing passes, and his receivers were just, you know, right there. Everything just – he scrambled so well and allowed guys to get open.
Yeah.
And the Ducks really struggled in that first series when they scored their touchdown to cover that.
Yeah.
So
and especially last week when you were talking on the show last week, it was about, you know, they're sitting there with their backup quarterback. And he did a phenomenal job.
He did.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, shoot, the Ducks were favored by 21.5 points and only won by 10. And so, I mean, let's be honest. I mean, the Cal defense is really good. Justin Wilcox is a great defensive mind. And he had those guys ready to play. There's no doubt about that. And I'll tell you, number 89 Weaver, the linebacker for Cal, that guy was all over the place. He's huge. I swear this kid is like 6'2", 6'3". And he is so fast. And he has such a knack to where the ball is and where it's going to be. Intuition is just, it's amazing for this kid. He's definitely going to the next level. I haven't seen a linebacker play like that in a long, long time. But, I mean, he's guarding guys downfield really well. I mean, I know he had a breakup for Breland over the middle. Actually, it was pass interference because he didn't look. But
right.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, I mean, the guy is just a phenomenal athlete, and he was fun to watch. So... Well, hey, I think we are probably going to get out to our first break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about the game this evening. It should be good. 7:00 kickoff against Colorado. Colorado 3-2 in the conference. Oregon, obviously, 4-1 with their only loss to Auburn. So this segment is being brought to you by Kennedy Tax Solutions. If you're getting calls or letters from the IRS or maybe an agent stopped by your house, you got to reach out to Dale Kennedy at Kennedy Tax Solutions. Check him out at KennedyTaxSolutions.com. We'll be back after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
Well, once again, good afternoon. Friday afternoon. Everybody's getting off work. Actually, you know, I think a lot of places are closed today just because the school is out. Maybe people
That's
have
right.
stayed home. Lots of traffic out there today, actually. Downtown Salem was bustling.
It was. And what a beautiful day, though. I mean, it's just blue skies. I knew it's going to get cold for the game most probably, but it's just right now, the sun's just perfect.
Well, it's 66 degrees down here right now, and there's barely a breeze, which is surprising. It's just an absolutely amazing October afternoon.
And I love this. The people are starting to turn up. You're smelling some food. That's always nice.
Kudos to Roger Kirshner, Highway Trailer Sales, big sponsor for years. Appreciate it, Roger.
He's got a huge burger right there. Look at that.
He's just taunting us.
He's taunting us.
Well, he barbecued it, yeah. So, I mean, we're going to have one at the next break, just so everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's tailgater season.
The tailgater season. So September 24th, 2016 was the day that we lost at Autzen Stadium.
To Stanford?
To Colorado.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah. That was a day. So it was 41-38 to a loss. We were at our bottom. But
did that go to overtime?
Now you're asking a question I don't know the answer to.
I think it did. Maybe not. Maybe that was a heartbreaker. That was a last second heave into the end zone by Colorado. I remember that game. That was a heartbreaker.
Yeah. And we weren't doing that great that season. We were going down the bottom.
Yeah, I think that was Helfrich's last year, if memory serves, after the championship season, or not championship, but after we went to the national championship.
Yeah. Yeah, because it was... So we had a height, and then we went on down to our low.
Yeah, that's probably the beginning of the end. Oh, that was a tough year.
But this year is a different year, and let me just go back to something you didn't talk about last week that I told you my five keys. I'm just going to pull one of them out.
Okay.
Which really
is it appropriate for today?
It is definitely appropriate for what happened last week.
Well, that's the important.
Number four of the keys was don't fall behind early. Just wanted to put that out.
No, point taken. Were you going to expand on that? Or
no, I was just
you're just going
just
to
wanting
throw
to
that out
throw
there.
That out there.
Okay.
The sometimes we throw these keys out. It might throw some sort of energy out there. I don't know. But.
Okay, so since we're talking about keys, since we're here, so let's talk about the keys for today's game.
Okay.
Because you've got a few of those.
I've got a few of these. And, they sort of go into, what we're looking at. So the Millsy's five keys to the game, Oregon versus Colorado, right? Start fast and build a lead.
I like it.
This is sort of what, if we'd done it that way last week, the same thing, not falling behind.
Okay, so does that mean we should take the ball? Like if we win the toss, we should
see, that's what that was actually one thing when last week, because we had this a couple of weeks ago when we were doing a show, and I can't remember who we were talking to about what would you do if you won the toss. And last week, I would have taken the ball. I would have received the ball.
Yeah.
Just
that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to have the ball so you can put pressure on the other team.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know why they did it that way.
Yeah.
Because we won the toss last week, didn't we?
I believe we did, yeah.
Yeah.
And we deferred.
When we deferred.
Yeah, so, okay, they blew one of your keys.
They blew that. Unleash Justin Herbert and the passing game.
I like that.
Got to be careful.
I like that key. And the reason why is because, Khalil Tate, like we talked about in the first segment, threw all over the Colorado secondary last week. So he threw for over 400 yards. So, really, I like what you're saying. I mean, if we run the football, I think Colorado's got a pretty good defensive line. They're pretty stout.
Yeah.
So we've got to get Herbert has got to start hitting those receivers. We have got to start opening up the playbook.
And, we do have a good running game, but last week he didn't. And I maybe lost his confidence because he did do that. Had that interception, but didn't seem like the Herbert we know.
I think you're absolutely right. I think when Herbert makes a mistake, I think we saw that in the Auburn game as well when he had that fumble where he ran into C.J. Verdell and Auburn almost took it back to the house. He wasn't the same quarterback after that.
Yeah.
And the same thing happened after the interception last week. So he really has a tough time throwing out his mistakes, like you were saying, and moving on into the game. You can't do anything about that. You've got to move on. You have to have confidence in your abilities.
I think we can see a great picture of what maturity does when they go from this environment to the NFL. You saw Dye last week do the same. Herbert did it. They lost their confidence. They had to sort of, I don't like to say it, but get a bit babied to, hey, get your head back in the game and do this. Where in NFL, that's just not, you haven't got no flexibility in that. You've just got to do it. And if you don't, you aren't going to survive.
That's exactly right. Well, not only are you not going to survive, you're not going to play well.
You're not going to,
this is a team effort. I mean, you're letting your teammates down.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the biggest factor. So you just got to have, you got to blow it off. Okay, yeah. I threw an interception. All right, well, it's the first one I threw this year. Let's not do it again.
That's it, because if I'm going to dwell on it, I'm going to do it again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All right, give me number
three. So get to Montez and bring him to the turf. Now, he's been sacked just 5 times all season. That's the second fewest of any Pac-12 quarterback this year. So he's one of these the quarterback. He's a good quarterback. He's the best that they've had for a long time. Mm-hmm. So again, just with that, we've got to focus on trying to get him down, giving him the sacks that he deserves. And we
the sacks that he deserves.
Sorry, we got stuff going on here. I got completely distracted. Oh, the so sacks funny. That he deserves. There we go.
Well, Puddles just went by, yeah. So that was a distraction.
But, yeah. No. So yeah. So, but no. Anyway. So. Bring him to the turf is what I'm saying.
I like it.
Okay.
Okay, so let's sack that guy. Is that what I'm hearing? Mondez needs to... Yeah. Mendez? It's not Mondez. It's Mendez. All right, good. Well, I think we've got a special guest. He just came out from the woods over there, Mallard Creek, actually. What is your name?
I'm Nick.
All right, Nick. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on the show. So are you a graduate of U of O?
I am, yeah. I graduated in 2018, spring of 2018.
Okay, so you're just out of college.
Just out of college.
I know somebody else that I think just graduated in 2018 as well.
I did too.
Right? All right, well, glad to have you on the show. So we're talking ducks. We're talking keys to the game. So
key number 4, this is what we were just talking about. Play more disciplined football. So really, you know, thinking about not keeping your head in the game, keeping to the plan, making sure we don't get distracted, you know, keeping that discipline in off-game football because we lose track.
Speaking of distractions, there was a big distraction last game. We had some dude who tackled – I mean, you saw it. Didn't you see it?
Oh, yes. Yeah, that's right. When he ran a wild player running out on the field, looking quite like he's having a blast.
I don't know who that guy was, but yeah, he was running on the field. And
the security could not catch this guy. He was like, the crowd were just cheering. Sort of, I don't know whether they're cheering for the security guard at him or cheering for the guy that he's managed to manipulate his way around the field. And then. Who caught him? Habibi came and he's standing there in this sort of a hustle with all the players, and he's looking around, and this guy's flying around. And he's like, "Hell, I'm sorry, excuse me." He's like, "Darn it, let's!" And he just turns and he just runs after this guy because no one can catch him, and he just takes him down.
Great form tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he took him down in a matter of 3 seconds.
Yeah, well, and he's pretty quick, and he's a big dude. Yeah, he just threw him to the turf. That was comical.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that thing from the other side of the field where I was sitting, and it was just like, man, that dude just got taken out. Oh, my gosh. Well, let's see here. We got 424.
So I've got my fifth one.
Okay, fifth one.
Fifth one is establishing the run game again, too. So having the passing game and the run game. I think it's just a good balance of it. I think last week we did too much of the running because of what happened with Herbert. For some reason, he wasn't Herbert, we know. I think if we find that really good balance between the two, I think we're going to have a good game.
What does Nick think that the issue was with Herbert? Is there an issue with Herbert last year, or do you think there was some other things going on?
Well, I think, for example, last week you get Pittman comes back, Juwan Johnson comes back, Schuller comes back, and there's no chemistry there. And I've been talking with some fellow Duck fans last few weeks, and I think you even look at Oregon State down the road and you see they have the same guys playing on, you know, they have their best receivers playing every single play. They're not rotating guys in like Oregon is doing. And so I don't think he's had a chance to establish any chemistry with receivers.
That's a good point.
There's no, you know, to me it's like, okay, if Pittman's going to play, if Juwan Johnson's going to play, you put your best players on the field and you roll with them. And you give Herbert an opportunity to build a relationship with those guys. But when you're switching out 6-7 receivers throughout the course of a game, I find it hard to believe that Herbert's going to be able to find a confidence and a trust level with every single one of them.
Yeah.
So I think, something going forward today, I'd like to see 3-4 guys play 75% of snaps instead of seeing guys playing, you know, 40-50% of snaps.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. I'm wondering if that was, I mean, both those guys haven't played for a while. I mean, you got Schuler and you've got Pittman.
Pittman, by the way, played a great game last week.
Oh, he's phenomenal. Yeah, he made some great catches. There's no doubt about that. It's just unfortunate in the first half, you know, that Herbert threw that pick, and it just seemed like it just kind of killed his confidence a little bit. So, you know, but again, it could be back to chemistry and that, you know, that whole thing with your receivers and getting used to, okay, where is he really going to cut and how is this going to work and how does that look? And so there's just different scenarios.
Yeah, and I think, you know, when you have a defense like this and one of the things you're able to do offensively when you have a defense so dominant and it doesn't give up a lot of touchdowns is you can take more shots and more risks. And it'd be interesting to see today, you know, I guess you could kind of give Arroyo the benefit of the doubt through Stanford and, Cal, because, hey, you know, we're trying to keep guys healthy right now. But now I think if you don't open it up this week, I think people are going to really start questioning what's going on with play calling, because
I agree with you.
It probably needs to get opened up downfield this week.
Yeah, I think this is a key week, especially when Colorado doesn't have a very good secondary.
No.
And so really they're fairly suspect to getting lit up. And I think this is a big game for Herbert, especially.
Yeah, I think it's an opportunity for Oregon to, especially going into the Washington week, you want to see the offense open up a little bit. You know, if we come out today and we win 24-14, I don't know how confident you are going into the Washington week, because you really don't, you know, there's not really an identity on offense right now. The running game has been stagnant. Offensively, there's just no consistency in the pass game. I don't know if there's enough looks really for Herbert to, you know, become consistent there. So I think you have to, today's a big day going into a tough 3-4 week stretch where you have to open things up and go out and score 30-40 points to be able to get going into this big stretch.
I hope they can do that. You know, Washington isn't looking all that great either, so they've got some serious question marks in their own right, especially at quarterback. I mean, this guy, he can't scramble out of the pocket, and it's going to be a tough one. I think they're going to do pretty well up in Washington next week, which is a 12:30 kickoff, by the way, so that's prime time. So it'll be good. Well, hey, we're going to have to get out to another break, and this segment being brought to you by Bond Roof Care of Salem. Your roof cleaning.
Did you say cleaning? Maintenance.
I don't know what I said. I'm not sure what I said right there. But they are your roof cleaning, maintenance, and re-roofing specialists right there in Salem. Check them out at bondroofcare.com. We'll be right back.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back to Autzen Stadium. It's a beautiful afternoon. We keep talking about that, and I'll tell you, I apologize just right there. I had a burger in my mouth.
Yeah, you brought this.
It's going to take a little while to get my stuff going here, I'm telling you.
Do you need a napkin?
You know, I had one, and I don't know what happened to it. It's just like a mustard all over my face, probably.
Oh, dear, you're just right. Yeah, it's all down your shirt.
Yellow does work. We're supposed to wear yellow today.
That's it. It's all
well,
down.
I guess that's the mustard. Because
we could just turn that mustard into an O right there.
There you go. It's all over me. Oh, my gosh. Well, you know, that's Roger's fault because, you know, he's the one that made the burger. So. And you haven't had one yet. These things are great.
That's exactly why, because I don't want to have the yellow on my shirt right now.
There's spice to it, too. This is great tailgater food, right?
And that's what I love about tailgating. You know, when you're down here, it's just that all that great food smell that just comes wafting around this parking lot here. It's just
usually people have some awesome briquettes going right by us, and that smells so good. Zach Selecki's joining us now. Zach, you've been on with us for a few times now.
This is my third time.
Wow, you're a seasoned veteran.
I would say so.
So again, Zach is a graduate, just like Nick, who we had on here. I think they graduated the same time last year, and so we got some youngins on here.
Yeah, we're roommates actually in college.
Really?
Yeah. Grew up together and everything.
And you still have? That's pretty good. That's
I
impressive.
Know. That's pretty cool. He's a patient guy.
So what do you think about the game today? I mean, Colorado, we've been talking a little bit just about, you know, how they've been playing and just what kind of schemes they may want to run, or how the Ducks may want to work this thing out. Obviously, the Ducks defense is fantastic.
They're amazing. Yeah, I know. It's definitely going to be interesting. I mean, the quarterback, is it Montez?
Yes.
Is his last name? I mean, he's been here since 2016, 2015?
Yeah, I think this is his senior year.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's a stud. He's been prone to getting injured, but, I mean, so far he's healthy.
Yeah.
But the guy's a great runner.
He anticipates well. He's played in Austin, and he's faced some good deck defenses, but nothing like this. So it's definitely going to be interesting. And a Friday night, it's going to be interesting to see how many people show up and how loud it gets. So,
well, you know, the parking lot actually is pretty full for the most part. I mean, around us, there's some open spots, but I mean, overall, there's a lot of people here. I mean, you don't see the people like here, but
they're here.
The cars are here.
And it's not like a Saturday. Typically, everyone's getting here early, but as you were saying, people are working, so they're going to try and get here. So it's going to fill up here in a little bit, but it's starting to fill up right now. There's a lot of people around. The duck came by a minute ago.
Yeah, I know.
The band should be coming around in a minute, I'm sure.
Yeah, the band, cheerleaders.
We're still a few hours out, so.
Yeah, kickoff's at 7 o'clock. So, I mean, shoot, we're only at 4:35. So, it's still really early. We're going to have a lot of latecomers coming.
Oh, sure.
There's no doubt about that. Traffic was a little heavy right around South Salem, right by Willamette Valley Vineyards there. For whatever reason, it always bottlenecks. Mm-hmm. And there's no rhyme or reason for it. It's just that
just
way.
Just happens.
And then it was pretty clear all the way down. I mean, we've got a jam down here in about an hour and 15 minutes. So if you're coming down to the game, it's just Friday night traffic. That's just what it is. And we're not used to it. But so Ducks taking on Colorado tonight. Obviously, Mendez, quarterback's been really, really good. They got a great receiver, too. Sherelle? I believe that's what his name, something like that. And this guy, I don't know if he's going to play or not. But he's one of their key playmakers, and that's going to be instrumental for Colorado. If he does not play, that's going to be a problem for Colorado, especially on their offensive side of the board.
And then one great piece of last game that we forget is Camden Lewis, the kicker. What did he do last week?
Jeez.
He kicked his first field goal. How amazing is that?
after all those tries, he's really struggled. And
it's
too bad. I mean, shoot, right out
it's
of the gate,
curse of the Ducks.
Shoot a 10-yarder.
What about Cumberland going down? That's a big loss.
And not only a big loss, it's a big loss for his career because this is his year. This was his year to, the NFL, all that stuff, the draft, And they're saying that, it's his Duck career is up, but that's most probably his actual career is over.
It's crazy.
Well, I hope not.
I mean, you hope that he can figure that part out, but it's sad when, especially on a senior, if you have an injury early in your college life, it's easier because suddenly, okay, I can get back in and show my colors. But on your senior year, that's a difficult place to have.
It's kind of like Dennis Dixon almost. His senior year, he went down to Smick a few times.
Yeah, it was actually the Arizona State game. I remember it well. I was
my
here.
Very first Oregon Duck game, actually.
He went down. He just tweaked it. He went out of bounds and just kind of lost it. And it was a little slick on the field because, that was a November game. And came back for the Arizona game that next weekend. And, that was the end of the championship run because I'll tell you, the Ducks should have definitely gone to the national championship that year. That was a great year for them. It's unfortunate. But, again.
And that's where it can just completely change. You have a great team and one of your main players gets injured and takes you completely out.
Yeah. It is too bad, but I mean, then you've got our number one draft pick coming in to take a spot.
Yeah.
Kayvon Thibodeau. And I'll tell you, this kid, I mean, we talked about this earlier. I mean, he had two sacks last week and a recovered fumble. So the kid's an athlete.
He's a stud.
He is a stud. So
he's showing why he's the number one recruit.
Yeah. And he got his opportunity and he made the most of it, which is.
And those great. Opportunities, and when you see those, I love seeing those that come to light, is when you see these players that. Are the second string, end up going in and just have a great game. They show the cut, and it's suddenly that's their in.
You're absolutely right. And so I wanted to let everybody know that it's Laviska Shenault Jr., who is the wide receiver for Colorado, who may not be playing. And he's definitely, one of their key guys. So that's unfortunate. But you've got, Alex Fontenot. I mean, shoot, he's their leading rusher along with Magum. So, these guys can still run the football, but I think that Montez, he's their fifth leading rusher. So obviously he can scramble, and he's got a great arm. So I mean, the Ducks have their work cut out for him this evening. They really do.
They've just got to keep shutting him down. Take him to the turf.
That's exactly right. That was one of your keys. I should have remembered that. I apologize. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, you've got to get to the quarterback. And you know what? That's one thing that the Ducks haven't seemed to really done well is get to the quarterback. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah, we had a couple of sacks last week, but I think a lot of that was their quarterback scrambling.
Yeah.
And just kind of losing it in the backfield and because nobody was open.
Well, that guy had to have rushed for at least 100 yards, though. I mean, he got out a few times, had some big runs.
He did. And yeah, so scrambling quarterbacks, I mean, somebody's got to be the key on him. I mean, seriously, somebody has to key on him.
Yeah.
And if you listen, and typically it's going to be a linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if Mace Luna's got the ability to do that, but probably Troy Dye.
Mace Funa.
Ah,
Mace Tuna.
These names.
These guys
they trip your tongue up.
They do. You guys also see the visitors that the Ducks have this weekend. A couple huge recruits.
Really?
Yeah.
And who might those be?
Cornerback, Kalee Ringo, a wide receiver, Trayshawn Holden, another wide receiver, Johnny Wilson, a five-star and a couple four-stars that are here tonight. So
wow.
So,
well, I'll tell you, Cristobal's a recruiting machine.
Oh, yeah.
And the one player I do love watching, and we were just talking about him, Habibi Lekio. I think last year we were watching him, and a lot of these players that we saw from last year maybe were good players, but not great. And I think from last year to this year, they've mm-hmm. turned almost into these great players that you're just seeing coming through and just shining.
I think it's fantastic. But it takes a while to get these guys going, though, too. So,
it does.
You know, you've got a number one recruit like we were just talking about, and Thibodeau. This, I mean, you got to come in and perform. And I think this guy's a fantastic player, and I think he's going to do. I think he's going to have a big night tonight. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to watching him the entire time. It's going to be good. Let's see here. So coming up for the Ducks schedule, let's talk about that a little bit. I mean, we got Washington next week. That's up at Husky Stadium. That's going to be a baller. And again, we talked about this. It's a 12:30 kickoff time. And then we have Wazoo coming in the weekend after that. So Wazoo's kind of been imploding of late. I think they had a bye week last week, but I believe that Leach kind of called out his team, calling him lazy and apathetic and who knows what else. But I mean,
it's not the Wazoo we've played the past few years.
No. I mean, it looked like they were. I mean, it's the same defense they had last year. So what is the difference? I mean, is it the coaching staff that's the difference? I mean, why aren't these guys motivated to get out there and kill it? And really, it was the UCLA game a few weeks back that started it all, and it mm-hmm. didn't take very long. And that was up at Washington State. And I'll tell you, is that better? Was my mic down a little bit?
Yeah, your mic down.
All right. I apologize.
Rookie move.
Yeah, well, there you go.
That's a Nick move.
But, I mean, UCLA came back with only like 4 minutes left to go in the third quarter. They scored like 28 points and shoot about 5 minutes. So Wazoo's struggling a little bit. So it'll be interesting to see how mm-hmm. they actually come out today or tomorrow and improve themselves. And they'll obviously be back here on a week from the Washington game in a couple of weeks here. So, well, I'll tell you, what time do we have here? Do we need to take a quick break? I think that we do, 4:43. So when we come back, we're going to dive in a little bit more. We'll talk about some upcoming games that are coming up and go from there. So, Jeff Morgan, 1430 KYK, and Salem is listening.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
Well, thank you very much. I'm here with Scott Mills, color guy.
Yes, my the color guy.
The color guy. And down here at Austin Stadium, Ducks taking on Colorado, kickoff at 7 o'clock. And people are dragging stuff all over the place.
I know.
You hear like that thing? It's like, what is that?
Coolers being pulled.
Strollers
the
and coolers
being,
and all sorts of stuff going on around
food
here.
Being cooked.
Roger Kirshner's on. He's on live with us now. Roger, thanks for those burgers are fantastic.
You're welcome.
You've got something you want to share.
Yes, some interesting facts.
I just came across an interesting statistic of in the Pac-12 conference, Oregon is the least productive on offense. They've scored 38 points. but they've only had 13 points scored against them compared to other teams like Washington State has had 105 points scored against them. So,
but how many have they scored? What's their offense?
Well, Washington State, 76 points for, 105 against. It's crazy. In all the games they've played, the Ducks have scored 171 points for, 49 against. Nobody's even close to that 49 against.
Huh.
They're all in the hundreds. Close to it.
I say that's kudos to the Duck D.
Yeah.
They're pretty stinking good, and we all know it. We all see it. And,
right.
You know, it's almost a bend but don't break, kind of like a Nick Aliotti thing. But these guys are actually better than that. I think Andy Avalos from just coming in from Boise State. This kid's unbelievable. I mean, he's got these guys just rolling and flying to the football. It's a lot of fun to watch. So Scott Mills, you've got a fun fact.
Well, you know, we always like to throw some things in here. So here's a fun fact. So we talked about it, and I think I got it wrong when we were on the radio about the first official football game. But the first official football game was supposed to be played in 18...
You still don't know it.
No, I do. Yes, 1869, right? And but did you realize they weren't able to pick the ball up? So the rules of the game was completely different. They couldn't pick the ball up. They had to kick it forward or scoop it and push it forward.
That's interesting. Like that is a lot like soccer.
And it wasn't until 1870 that the rules started to change by a guy playing by a rugby association.
Interesting.
Believe it or not.
Believe that or not. Oh, my gosh. Well, hey, there's another game going on this evening. Virginia, number 20 in the country, taking on Miami. That's going to kick off here in about 10 minutes when we get off the air. And huge game. Number 6, Oklahoma is heading to Texas tomorrow. Oklahoma's undefeated. Texas is 4-1. Oklahoma's favored by almost 11 points. That's
going to be a good game.
That's
going to
be a fantastic game, and that thing kicks off at 9 o'clock in the morning, so that's an early one. 12 o'clock, no, about 11 o'clock their time. So Alabama taking on number 24, Texas A&M, Michigan State at Wisconsin, Florida State at Clemson, so I guess that's another loss for our last coach.
Yes.
Not that I want to say that or anything. Arizona State scooting up the top 25 rankings. They're number 18 in the country now. That's Washington State's heading down to Arizona State. So I'm sure Arizona State's going to take care of business down there. SC at number 9, Notre Dame. So we'll see how SC fares. That'll be a good one to watch, actually. And Utah heading to Corvallis to take on the Beavs, who won weekend.
Finally.
Unbelievable. That was unbelievable. Well, hey, we're going to have to get out to another break. And I'll tell you, when we come back, we're going to do predictions. This segment being brought to you by Oregon Trust. If you're a contractor, Oregon Trust is the one to call. They're just better. Check them out at OregonTrust.com. We will be back after this.
Back to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales. Once again, here's Jeff Morgan.
And welcome back. It is prediction time, brought to you by Furbish, a salvage place right there on 12th and Cross Street. It's owned by the Callies. Great place. Step in there and check it out. All that cool stuff in there. Okay. Scott Mills, why don't you tell us what your prediction is, buddy?
Okay. So I looked at a few things because the original thought of this game was, you know, we were going to take a 21-point, you know, we would have 21 points over. I don't think, watching last week's game, sad, I don't think that's going to happen. I'm going to go 20. It's going to be a 10-point lead, 27-17.
10-point spread?
10-point spread.
Okay. What did you say again?
27-17.
27-17. All right. I like that score. That's a good one. All right, Nick, you're back on. What do you got?
I'm going to go 31-14, Oregon.
That's a good one, man. I like that one. Actually, I like that a lot. And now we've got Zach. Zach's coming on. He's going to give us a little reason why you're going to pick what you're going to pick.
I'm going to pick because you guys are not giving any credit to the defense. This is going to be a 35-6 blowout.
See, wow. and this is guys, where everyone gave me a bad time last week. Apparently,
yeah, I was pretty.
I mean, as far as the gap, I was pretty good.
My first show, you guys were like, "Whoa, that's too much." And I said, "Okay, it was 41-6
42-6. Ended up being 21-6 against Stanford.
Yeah. So you got one of them right.
Got one of them. So I mean, I'm sticking with the six. The I don't think Colorado gets in the end zone. And if they do, they're missing the extra point.
Wow. I don't know. I think Colorado's offense is pretty stinking good. I mean, that's just me. I like their quarterback, and I think that guy, he can sling it and he can run. I think he's going to cause some problems unless, you know, he gets thrown to the herb.
To the tough.
I tried to throw an accent.
To the tough.
All right, we've got a couple of others here. Tim Hammer, owner of Domino's Pizza, he's always so close in his predictions. It's unbelievable.
What was he last week?
It's unprecedented.
Do you remember what he does last week?
Actually, he didn't send it to me last week. He forgot. Okay. But this week he did. And he's got the Ducks winning 35-17. So he's got, you know, he's given a little bit of credit to Colorado, although he is from Colorado originally. But, yeah. Roger, do you need to get on and give your prediction? We need that.
Well, after listening to you guys, I'm changing mine a little bit. I'm going 28-9, Ducks.
28-9.
Yeah.
Three more points for Colorado.
Yeah. Field goals.
According to Zach.
Yeah.
All right. Three field goals.
So you're going to be the point where they do make the field goal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we've got 30 seconds left. Mike Frith back at the station. He's got Ducks 38, Colorado 17. And I'm really close to everybody. I mean, I've got the Ducks winning 31-14. So, and I think that's what Nick had as well. So that's why I really liked his pick. So anyways, Jerry Allen's on the other side. We got to go. Enjoy the ball game, everybody. Take care. Have a great weekend.
Cheerio.
Thanks for listening to the Capital Auto Group KYKN Duck Tailgater Show, presented by Highway Trailer Sales on 1430 KYKN. Coverage of the U of O Duck Football Game of the Week is coming up next.